Well, I think the key and important activity that the mission has been engaged in this week is the assisting with the transportation of the SPLM AIO. And this essentially began on March 24th, last Thursday, where the UN mission extended its logistical support to the transportation of the IO troops from Malakal to Juba. And this is in part of its mandate in support of the peace agreement and its implementation through assistance to the JMEC. And the first airlift took place actually last Thursday, where the mission used its air assets to transport from Pagak via Malakal to Juba about 22 high-ranking officers. And this includes generals of the SPLM AIO. And these officers have been identified as leadership for the Joint Integrated Police. And then subsequent to that, we did another airlift yesterday, Easter Monday, where 39 soldiers from Malakal to Juba were transported, including their light personal weapons.
Great. Now, these are part of the troops that are supposed to be brought here to Juba as for the security arrangements. Now, the number is to be more than that. It's supposed to be around 1,340. Is ANMIS going to uplift as well the next troops that will be brought to Juba?
Well, the plan is the mission will continue within its existing capacity to provide aircraft for the operation, and that is in addition to maintaining its regular aviation commitments, which is in providing support to the other locations across the country. And the plan is that for the mission and other members of the international community to continue the operations throughout this week, actually. And for the mission's part, its contribution to that is we're going to look at putting on one flight a day with the capacity to transfer about 40 passengers through until April 1. And that routing will stay the same, Malakal to Juba.
Yes, tell us, it has been, you know, there's been a lot of delay, logistical delay, and with this particular security arrangements. How did ANMIS come to the compromise and the agreement of all this? Can you just give us briefly how the whole, you know, ANMIS come into bringing these troops?
Well, the mission has always said, and it is part of our mandate, that we stand ready to support the implementation of the peace agreement. And we have to wait until we receive the green light from the JMEC. So while our logistical arrangements were put in place last week and we stood ready on a 48-hour basis, we were waiting for the green light. So we got that last week, and once we have that, as I said, within the available resources and capacities of the mission, we will continue to support the operation.
Now, apart from the transport that ANMIS is providing to transport these of troops to Juba, what other support is ANMIS providing us in the implementation of this peace agreement?
Well, in addition to the provision of the air assets, the mission has supported JMEC with the clearing of land in some of the designated cantonment sites. And when I say clearing of land, this actually means flattening of the terrain. And in addition to that, surveying the terrain with also UXO clearance, which has been conducted by the UN Mine Action Service teams. And also we've assisted with preparation of some of the areas for sanitation facilities.
Just before I let you go, as we talk right now, of course, ANMIS is hovering a lot of civilians in its protection of civilian sites. Can you just tell us what the situation is like right now in the protection of civilian sites?
Well, the numbers remain the same, just over 90,000, and we've not really seen much movement over the last week, Sebit. The situation has remained static, so there's no real fluctuation in the numbers.